That was a wonderful nap. How long was I asleep for? 2 hours. And you've been standing there like a statue this entire time, right? Like a good boy, staring directly at my feet just as I instructed you. Perfect. And did you have that silly little boner this entire time as well? Oh, poor thing. You just stood there naked and horny with your dick sticking out like a hypnotized idiot for 2 hours straight, just patiently waiting for your next order. You're such a well-trained little man, aren't you? I'm so proud of you. I think I'll give you a little reward. Come here, my puppy. Let me pet you. Come by my bedside and get on your knees. Do you like it when I scratch you behind your ears like this? And when I massage your scalp so tenderly? Lay down on your back and I'll rub your belly with my feet. That's nice. Those firm abs feel so nice against my soft soles. Raise your arms and legs up like a doggy and stick your tongue out and pant for me. Good boy. You look so cute like that. And how do you like this when I rub your nipples with my toes? Circling them and caressing them. Yes, you look like you're in heaven. Moan for me. My, my, you've gotten quite worked up over these last couple hours, haven't you? Would you like me to rub your dick now? Say please. Say please, princess. My dick needs to feel your soft, perfect feet. Say it again, darling. Aw, that's too bad. There is no way I'm touching that thing. Ugh, it's twitching and oozing with pre-cum. Disgusting. A princess like me doesn't get her hands dirty. Or her feet. And you're out of line talking to me like that. Now stand up, idiot. I can see the disappointment in your face. You really wanted that dick rub, didn't you? I love leading you on. Oh, I'm really starting to break you down, aren't I? Ever since I unlocked your cock cage, you just haven't been able to keep yourself composed. It's kind of funny seeing how flustered I can get you. But this is just pathetic. Stand up straight, like a man. You're slacking. Arms straight down at your sides. Puff your chest out, shoulders back, chin up, like a soldier standing at attention. This is how you should stand between every command I give you, and keep those abs flexed constantly for me. Yes. This is how I like you, my big strong warrior man. Ooh, and I have a new idea, especially for you. Since I allowed your dick to be free, I want you to keep it pointy and erect for me as long as I have you in my presence. Without touching it. Duh. If I turn you on this much, then you shouldn't have to touch it. Oh, and if it gets too soft for my liking, I'm going to have you executed. You've already disappointed me once with your lack of self-control. I don't give second chances. Poor boy, you really need to know something. I'll never lay a single finger on your dick. Or a single toe. Or a single anything. You're so unworthy of my touch, you can't even imagine. So don't delude yourself. Aww, and now I'm gonna punish you for even thinking you had a chance. You're not allowed to think. There is no fucking reason for you to think. Your mind stays blank. You tune everything out except for my sweet voice. Following my orders should be automatic and reflexive. No thought involved. Your expression stays fixed the way I want it. Eyebrows, lips, mouth straight, eyes staring straight ahead. You listen, you obey. That's all you do. That is your function. You're a tool. My walking, horny, dumb tool. Posed like a doll, mindlessly awaiting my next command. I really shouldn't have to repeat all this to you. I had you endure years of intense training in order to become one of my guards. And this is the best you can do? Well, you were doing just fine until I unlocked you. As soon as I took your dick out of that cage, all that training and discipline seemed to go straight out the window. That's precisely why I keep you guards locked up for life. Freedom distracts your simple little minds. I know I misled you. I was going along with it for a bit. It was kind of cute at first, watching your eyebrows slope like that every time I teased and denied you. But now, it's just annoying. So, for your punishment, when I finish playing with you tonight, I'm sending you back to receive your training over again. And I'll make you stay in even tighter chastity than before. Aww, isn't that so unfair? I worked you up more than any man could physically resist, and now I'm punishing you for it. You spent all those painful years training, torturously, strenuously, to be my slave, all leading up to this very moment. And now I'm going to wave you away and make you do it all over again. Just because you couldn't control the urge to rub your sticky, twitchy dick all over my pristine little feet. Aww, what sucks to be you? But I'm going to keep you here a little longer first. I still have one more use for you. Remember I said I'd have you paint my nails? Go fetch my crimson nail polish like a good boy. Ooh, that was quick. You've improved already. Are you overcompensating now? Do my toenails. Get down there on the floor and start painting. Oh, and if you fuck up at all, even a slight blemish, you're dead. Off with your head. You know I'm not fucking around. I've had men killed for much less. And don't forget to keep up that erection. That's it. Nice and carefully. You're doing well. Ooh, want to know a dirty little secret? While I was napping, I was dreaming of my future husband, the prince. Ah, he's so charming and powerful. Nothing like you. I'm going to see him in a few hours. We're going out to a party tonight, and I'm going to look so fucking sexy for him. He said he loves when I paint my nails red like this, peeking through my strappy black stilettos. I have everything picked out so perfectly. I'm going to make him melt. How you doing down there? No mistakes, right? Good boy. Anyway, when I marry him, I'll be so much more powerful. I'll have my own castle, my own army, so much more golden jewelry. He just loves to spoil me. I'll be a goddess. Done? Okay, stand at attention like I told you. Let's see how you did. Hey, you actually did pretty good. You straightened up quickly. I see my little pep talk really whipped you back into shape. Don't get your hopes up. You're still going back to be retrained. But since you did a good job, I'll give you one last reward. I'll let you entertain me one final time. Doesn't that sound fun? Well, unfortunately for you, you're the most entertaining to me when you're in pain. Oh, why is it so fun to abuse you? What should I make you do? You know how I love to see you work those sexy muscles of yours? I want you to do jumping jacks for me, and I want to see your dick flop up and down. Now start. Ooh, look at that dick swing. Make it flop more. I want to see it smacking those hard abs over and over again. Make it hurt. And stop wincing, idiot. You don't display emotions, remember? Turn around for me. Let me see that cute butt of yours go. A few more. Enjoy it while you can. This is the last erection you'll have in a very long time. Okay, stop. Face me. I really have to get ready now. I leave in an hour. And you're just a distraction at this point. So, I'm going to send you away with one more set of instructions. Listen very carefully. When I dismiss you, I want you to pick up your chastity cage off the floor, walk outside, and go find a corner to stand in. I want you to stand facing the corner and slowly count down from 100 to 0. And when you get to 0, your dick should be soft enough to lock back up. Lock it up for me as tight as it will go until it hurts. Then, after it's locked tightly, I want you to march your sweet little naked butt back to whatever boot camp you were trained at and tell whoever's in charge the following. I couldn't control my dick for my princess, and now I want to be trained over again. Got it? I couldn't control my dick for my princess, and now I want to be trained over again. Repeat it back to me. Again. Good boy. And now you're dismissed. Train nice and hard for me.